Oompa-pa, 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 oompa-pa. Sweaty bulldog stood in the sun. Stone Village swamp man, slow motion run. Tender poke, police walker, precious birthday fudge. Swamp knife, full nail. Walk it undone, me and Hapua. We couldn't care fewer. It happens all the time. We beat Okibo, me and Hapua. Couldn't care fewer. It happens all the time. We beat Okibo. Hot liquor, stone jack, bitter toothless flesh, shabby pimple chin slime, evil milky rash. Me and Hapua, spastic dead-eyed hound, in dreadlock skullcap. We're coming to your town.
We'll help you party down.
Me and Hapua, couldn't care fewer. It happens all the time. We beat Okibo. Me and Hapua, we couldn't care fewer. It happens all the time. We beat Okibo. Somewhere in the teeming jungles of Brazil, deep thousands of miles from civilization, there lived an evil man. And the evil man is the guy who was just singing that last song. And he was singing that song about his... about his pet, because he had this beautiful pet that he loved, and we happen to bring it with us today. Let's see if we can get it out here. This is his story, her story, the story of Hapua. Hapua looks like an innocent, friendly golden retriever, but in reality, she's a vicious, flesh-eating animal. Anyway, one of Harpua's favorite pastimes is wandering into suburban neighborhoods looking for a hot lunch. So one day in the teeming jungles of Brazil, Hapua started walking along looking for some action. So he wandered and wandered and wandered until finally he crossed a mountain and came into a little area with a beautiful little town. And he walked around and he was looking for some hot stuff. Meanwhile, in one of the suburban houses. Meanwhile, in one of the suburban houses, there lived a young boy. And the young boy's name was Jimmy. And Jimmy was sitting on his couch, innocently lolling around the house, picking his guitar and watching the TV, and he too had a beautiful pet that he loved. His pet was an innocent kitty cat. And he sat on the couch petting his kitty cat that day. And he looked down at the cat and he said, "You're such a beautiful kitty. You're such a beautiful pussy cat. Oh, oh, I love you so much, my little pussy cat, my little cat that I named my favorite cat. Oh, hey, your name is so beautiful. It goes like your beautiful soft fur. It rings like the mountains. I love petting you. I love to pet you. Oh, I love petting you. Oh, God. God, I love petting your fur, your little pussy cat. I really like petting you. Poster nutbag!" Poster Nutbag, Jimmy's little cat. Anyway, on this particular day, Poster Nutbag decides to go for a walk. So Jimmy opens the door and Poster Nutbag walks out in the street. And he walks down the alleyway. He gets to the edge of the yard and he turns left and he's sauntering innocently along when suddenly in front of him he sees the evil Harpua. Harpua is letting out a low growl. Poster Nutbag is terrified. He sticks out his claw. Poster Nutbag coils his body into a deadly arch. There's gonna be a horrible fight. Oh my God. The storm's gone.
Jimmy?
Yes, Dad?
Jimmy, I have some bad news.
What's that, Dad?
Why, it's about your...
Poster Nutbag?
Your cat died!
Poster is dead. Poster is dead. Poster so dead.
How about a goldfish?
Contemplating rotation as a form of recreation and play. A dog. station with a bad reputation, and find out the nation's decay. But the dog in station doesn't need a vacation as the people rush by dressed in gray. Ladies and gentlemen, a beacon of light in the world of flight, Paige McConnell.
To the Roots with Harpua from March 26, 1992, Ziggy's in Winston-Salem, North Carolina. It was the third encore, and within there you heard a little joke on Brazil, and as I said, Marley spent the whole song in Trey's arms, a good bit of it at least, and there's also a nice little joke on the Jimi Hendrix fire, and even better yet, tie into Clifford Ball, the great aviator, a beacon of light in a world of flight. We're broadcasting from behind the stage. Happy New Year. I hope everybody out there is having a good time, taking care of each other, using all the recycling stations as they should, and just generally looking out for one another. Make sure you drink plenty of water along with whatever else you intake, and that you come in well prepared, like Trey said yesterday, well prepared for a long set to bring in the Y2K. So my name is Kevin again. This is from the archives on Thin Air Radio 91.7. Once in a while I'm supposed to say WY2XKK, broadcasting from Big Cypress, Florida, from backstage. Hopefully most of you are in, settled, on your way, ready to kick down with us. Of course you're in and settled. If you weren't, you'd be extremely late. Anyway, we're going to jump way backward from now and back a little from where we were into the Horn Tour with a couple of nuggets. We'll back announce their names and the details.